Scissor Sisters, She's My Man. Got my squeaky chair. Look at that. Need to drop a 3-in-1, I think, to sort that out. Anyway, I will leave aside squeaky chairs because we've got an interview today with Ben Lettieri. Now, Ben was here about 18 months ago, possibly, talking about a film that he and I were involved with. Only from the acting point of view, but Ben actually had a hand in the writing, I know that. There are other writers, but I know that he was involved as well. He directed it. He was involved with the producing of the film. He sort of was the leading man. And he's still alive after all that energy that he's burnt up over the last couple of years. You're still around to tell the story, aren't you?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us quickly, because obviously you were here about 18 months ago chatting about it, but people will have forgotten about that. Tell us quickly what The Liberator's all about.
Okay.
Because this is the name of the film, by the way.
Yes, the film is called The Liberator, and it comes out to buy today on Amazon. And, yeah, so it's a light-hearted martial arts film. It's low budget, but it has really good production value. It's got a fantastic ensemble cast in there. It's an amazing team of people involved in front and behind the camera.
Yeah.
And it's very nice of you to give me such a good big up at the start, but we can't forget everybody else. There was a huge amount of people, and everybody really came together to make this a special thing. So anyway, that film's played in film festivals for the last, well, I guess 18 months or so, as you say, Keith. And yeah, now it's finally come full circle and is out to buy today.
Yeah, because you've travelled all over the world, haven't you, for these film festivals. Jane Gull, the director of My Feral Heart, who was here a couple of months ago, she did exactly the same thing. Tell us about these festivals. Where have you been?
I have to say, I really admire what Jane Gull has done.
She's done so well. She's involved now with another film, by the way. She's going to be directing another film.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's done really well.
Great. Yeah, I mean, we've been all over as well. We really have. We've played it in many screenings in California, Los Angeles, different film festivals there. We had our initial big screening here in Southend at the Southend Film Festival.
Which was 2 years ago now. It's unbelievable, isn't it, that all that time has passed before you've been able to get a proper release.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the difficulties about that in a second. But anyway, back to the film festivals. You've done quite well in the festivals, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been very, very lucky. Particularly the Action on Film Festival in LA is a huge action film festival. I mean, it's all film, but they do specialise in action films, and they're the only film festival that does stunt awards and so forth, and then they, you know, attract a lot of big attention. It's a very big thing, and somehow we managed to do well and pick up a few awards there, and really grateful for that. Really grateful. Can't believe it, really.
I'm not very au fait with martial arts, but I can watch a martial arts film and think, hey, that's pretty good, or that's not very good. Your stunts and stuff in The Liberator are really good. Some of the guys you've got in the film, I mean, they could be in a mainstream martial arts film, you know, and they'd stand up for themselves really well. Where did you find these guys?
Actually, yeah, it was a really extensive search. We did long audition processes, saw lots of people. There was a lot of people, other people we wanted to use, but we just couldn't fit everybody in. As you know, it's such a large cast anyway. But we found some really good people. Some people weren't so good. Some people were amazing.
Like me.
Oh, you're the Kung Fu King. What are you talking about here?
Yeah,
some amazing people. It's always difficult when you start naming names because there's so many people. But I have to say, Martin Wan and SG Action are just incredible. And those guys really do have a really promising future. And I'm so grateful to have worked with them. And I look forward to working with them again. And also the French Superman, Wilfred Tarr. Incredible martial artist and stuntman. And there are many others as well. Yeah, very lucky. Yeah.
So who choreographed these fights in your film?
It was a collaboration of people. Everybody kind of came together to find a common ground. Different people choreographed different scenes and different segments. So again, a real ensemble piece, to be honest with you, yeah.
Yeah. And tell us about the areas in Essex where you were filming.
Oh, God, everywhere, pretty much. We had a lot of fantastic support from that. We filmed in some really key places. Southend Museum, Southend Central Museum, Wat Tyler Country Park, the railway pub.
I don't remember what I saw the list in the newspaper because it's in the Echo today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, all the press has been really supportive as well. Local press, that's blown my mind.
Scene was filmed at the railway? Because that's the pub that's opposite the station, isn't it? The Central Railway Station in Southend. Yeah.
Well, we did a fight scene there.
Oh,
I don't want to give too much away if people are going to be buying it, but yeah, it's one of the fight scenes we did in their function area. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Well, we'll take a little break here, play a bit of music, and come back, and you can update us on what's happening at the moment. Yeah, this band called Feeling, and the song is called Turn It Up. Got Ben Lettieri in the studio with me today. He's a film director. He's very excited today because a film he made 2 or 3 years ago called The Liberator, it's a martial arts film. It is now for the first time available to buy because getting a deal to get a film distributed is hard work, I take. Yeah.
Yeah, it is extremely hard work, actually, to the point where it can put a lot of people off, which is a terrible thing because, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Don't get me wrong, it's a lot of sacrifice and it's a lot of people working really hard and it takes a very long time. But all you have to do is persevere and you can get that distribution deal. You'll find your audience.
Yeah, but it's taken you a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's taken, well, like 18 months, was it you said, since
well, I mean, the Southend Film Festival is coming up now this year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Next month, I think. It was the 2015 festival, wasn't it?
Yes,
so that
it was
2 years ago. So that's when it's not had many showings in the UK, has it, up until now?
No.
Was that the only one?
That was the world premiere.
Yeah.
And then all the other festivals we've done are abroad.
Okay, so that's the only time it's ever been shown in the UK, just that one showing at the Southend Film Festival?
Publicly, yes. Yeah, because once we got it into distribution and so forth, we had to be careful where we were going to play it, and also we had to recut the film as part of the agreement.
Why was that?
It was just opinions of the distributors that we agreed with. Where, you know, it could be tightened up and trimmed up a little bit.
So all my scenes are gone, then?
Exactly.
Because my scenes are very flabby.
All my scenes are gone. No, but we're very, we shouldn't complain, really, because, yeah, it's taken a long time, it feels like a long time, but there are films out there, amazing films, that, you know, it's taken them nearly a decade to get distribution, some even longer. So, you know, so we're just lucky in other respects, you know, compared to them, so...
So coming back to the festivals, you've been to quite a few. You're too modest to talk about this. I'm going to ask you about it, though. You personally won a nice little prize, didn't you, somewhere in the States? What was that?
Yes. Well,
you had a pretty hot award, shall we say.
Well, I did, yeah, and I'm still blown away by that, really. I mean, the film's done really well, and all of the stuff we've been working on the last couple of years has done really well, won lots of awards. Richard Elgard won a great award for his soundtrack, which is fantastic. But then, yeah, I was lucky, very, very lucky, to pick up an award, again, at Action and Film. They very kindly gave me the Best Breakout Male Star Award, which is a huge, huge deal for me, actually. And it was an amazing moment. It meant more than most things to stand up there in front of all of my peers, you know, people that whose movies I've grown up watching, like Cynthia Rothrock and Michael DePasquale, Don Wilson. They were all there, Bob Wall, so many others. You know, it was a great moment. It was incredible.
So you wanted to mention the song that plays over the end credits.
I did want to mention the song, yeah, because Evie Coates and Matt Pike, Evangeline Coates, who has a cameo in the film as well because she is an actress, but she's also this incredibly talented singer-songwriter, and she very kindly offered to write a song for the film, which I was extremely flattered that she did. And then when I heard the song, I was just completely blown away. Mm. It's fantastic. And we're looking into making that available for people to buy on. We're just trying to find out what's the best platform, really, the best avenue. But for now, you can watch the music video. There's a great music video for it as well, which has some clips of the film, so it's almost like a trailer for the film as well. And that's available on YouTube. If you just go on YouTube and type The Liberator music video, you get her song there. So,
let's talk about this business of downloading the film from, because you can't buy it as a DVD or a Blu-ray yet, can you?
I don't think at present you can, but that's definitely on the way, because we approved all the artwork and so forth. DVD and Blu-ray are definitely coming, but for now it's available to download. You can buy it or rent it on Amazon. So you've got Amazon.com for the States, .co.uk. You have the Japan Amazon and also the Germany Amazon, and that covers a huge portion of the world, really. But it is going into other areas. It's going to be dubbed in Spanish, so that should, some point later this year, that should all come into effect. And it's actually going through the Chinese censorship board at the moment as well.
Really?
So yeah, so fingers crossed there too.
Yeah.
It is a martial arts film, yeah, and we do have some great martial artists in it. And
has anybody seen it in Hong Kong yet?
Yeah, a few people have seen it privately, private screeners. We didn't have any public screenings there, but it was an honour to just go out there. We went to Hong Kong and we were there at the film market, doing some fantastic networking and just meeting and spending time with some of the most, you know, amazing people in the film industry, and particularly in the Hong Kong film industry, which is so inspiring. Obviously, they are the daddies of the martial art movies, and they'll always do the best stuff. So it was a huge honour just to be there talking to these guys.
I wonder if Jackie Chan's seen it yet. You'd have to get him organised for a private screening, you know.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I've forgotten his number.
Get him some Chinese takeaway and see if that will tempt him to come along.
That sounds great. I'll cook for him.
So now that you've finished The Liberator, you can kind of move on, can't you? Because I know it's still developing, in that you've got to obviously oversee the release of the DVD and the Blu-ray and stuff. Mm. But you can kind of move on now, can't you, to your next project? Have you got one in mind?
Yeah. We are actually working on something at the moment. We did a short film last year called Lone Wolf, which has again done really well at festivals. That's more of a fantasy type of movie.
That's a short film,
but we are now working on extending that into a feature.
Very good special effects in that. Who did your special effects?
Well, that's what I was about to say, actually. Neil Wilson, he's a freelance special effects guy, Wilson VFX, amazingly talented, and he just comes up with amazing stuff. You know, the stuff we do in the studio, when the stuff we shoot is just nothing compared to, it's his effects that do everything. You know, I mean, when I go and see his editing, it's always so far removed from what we shot in the studios that it blows my mind. It's really good. It's amazing effects what he does.
So you're planning a sort of full length edition of
absolutely Ashby. Yeah, it's proved to be popular, and so we're going to develop that among other projects as well.
Okay.
I'm still developing some really cool stuff with Dave Friedman, and of course Dan Cobb.
Who is your producer?
Friedman is my producer. Yeah, and we kind of have a trio: me, Dave, and Dan Cobb, who is always a fan favourite as well. Actually, he gets really good feedback with his stuff, and he's a really good guy.
He's acted in The Liberator.
He's in The Liberator as well, for sure. Yeah, so you can see him in that. Yeah,
we had a few scenes together. One of which was on Southend Seafront when it was freezing cold. Anyway,
we had the gale that day, didn't we? Supposed to be summer weather, and we're filming in gale force winds.
Did you put that in the deleted scenes? Because it was so windy, wasn't it? The first time we filmed, it was so windy. Did we actually film? You couldn't use the film. Because I remember everybody's trousers were flapping. And
we had
rather
to go
comical.
Back and reshoot, didn't we?
Put that when the DVD comes out.
Yeah, maybe a little outtake reel.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah,
I think it's on the cards, to be honest. Yeah.
Ben, thanks ever so much for coming in to talk to us about your film today, The Liberator.
Always
and,
a pleasure.
You wanted to have a final word, didn't you, for sort of up-and-coming directors to encourage them a wee bit, because it can be very disheartening sometimes, can't it, being a director?
Well, yeah, just because recently I've had people asking me, you know, how did you manage to do it? People who've tried to do it or are trying to do the same thing I've done. And it really is just the perseverance and just, you know, being willing to do the sacrifice and to just keep going, and you get there, you find your audience. You know, there's such an abundance of talent, undiscovered talent in the UK, in London, and especially down here in Essex, there's a huge amount of talent, creative people, and, you know, I just want to encourage you all to keep going, because if I can get a film out there, really anybody can do it, you know. So I look forward to seeing your film on Amazon next year.
Yeah, we'll probably get a few more film directors queuing up to be interviewed on Phoenix. We're going to try and play this song. You brought it in on the, what do they call it? Memory stick.
Yeah, just on the fly.
Without getting too technical, I can't seem to click and drag it for some reason. I wonder if it will play off here.
I thought you were a tech whiz.
It will play off here. Excellent. Here it is. Here's the song that Ben was just talking about.
Your eyes are red like the palm of my hand. Macbeth had no mirror to despise what he saw inside. Led away by goodbyes, good intentions and lies. I'm not a hero but a sacrifice. But I do what I can. Every minute, every hour, just trying to formulate a plan. Exchanging trust with one hand. Too much blood to spill, trying to find the right man. I will fight till my knuckles are blue. Crush down the doors, I will see it through. Strike after strike, I will do what's right. If you're worth it, I will die for you. Call me liberator, but I'm no savior. Trying to keep you out of danger. Snow White night or any light, in the way I do my business. When the trouble's been following you, be sure I'll take the distance. Hidden by a disguise of happiness in my eyes. I'm not a villain, but sure, don't play very nice. If you're up for a fight, I'll take you down the night. And I'll show you how I live my life. I will fight till my knuckles are blue. Push down the doors, I'll see it through. Strike after strike, I will do what's right. If you're with it, I'll die for you. Call me liberator, I'm no savior. On the doors, I'll see it through.
So when you download The Liberator from Amazon, over the end credits you will hear that song. That is Evangeline Coates. That's a great name. Is that a real name?
That's Evangeline. A real name, yeah. It's fantastic.
What do
it?
People call her? They don't call her Evangeline, do they?
Evie for short.
Evie, okay.
Right. Yeah. Super talented girl.
Yeah, it's a really good song. And she wrote it, did she?
And she, I just want to say as well, she's so incredibly humble. You know, she really...
Just like
think
you.
She realises...
Just like you. Look, you've done all this stuff, and you're so humble as well.
Yeah.
So that's the song that you can hear over the end credits of The Liberator. The Liberator is now available after a couple of years. You can either download it, or you can actually buy it. So you stream it, don't you? And then you just kind of hire it if you like.
Yeah, you can rent it. I think normally Amazon you can rent it for a week or so.
Or you can buy it and own it forever. So it's only available as a download at the moment, but there will be a Blu-ray and a DVD available
coming soon to follow. Yeah,
And it's available on Amazon.com and Amazon.co.uk. And Ben's here, he's the director of it, and he's thrilled because it's now available to be seen. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Keith. It's such a pleasure. You're such a great guy. You've been so supportive. I love all of your stuff.
Checks in the post.
Fantastic actor. Yeah, Italian style. I'll pay you later. No, I mean it. You're a fantastic actor.
Well, you know.
I love your radio show, Phoenix, everything. It's brilliant.
Yeah. You'll have to be president of my fan club or something.
Now you have to pay me.
Thanks for coming in. This is One Direction.